Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome tonight to the Light of Truth broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, and that is what we call a cold open. It is apropos, since the weather here is likewise cold. Cold doesn't really begin to cover it. It's glacial. It's beyond freezing. It's been a very brutal couple days in good old Wisconsin. And I made the trek to the office to do the radio program, even though the homestead was very warm and the fire was welcoming indeed. So welcome to the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea. And today is January the 31st, 2019. As always, there is much to talk about. There is much to discuss because there is much going on in this world of ours and in this nation of ours. It seems that there are certain moments where you take a step back and everything seems to be speeding up. And this was one of those weeks. Just last week, we talked about what the state of New York signed into law. And not to be outdone, there was an attempt by the Virginia legislature to basically legalize abortion as a mother's giving birth. So basically, you could kill it. You could literally take a baby as the mother's dilated and pushing and the baby's crowning and kill it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to use the words terminate a pregnancy. I'm not going to say abort the fetus. You're killing a baby is what you're doing. You're killing a viable human being. And I wrote an article about this on my blog yesterday, and it seems that there was enough of a hubbub, enough people realized just how grotesque and horrendous this idea was, that the Virginia General Assembly has tabled the bill for now. The heartbreaking thing, the disturbing thing, the disappointing thing as far as I'm concerned is that it wasn't the church that raised the ruckus. It wasn't the church that raised an alarm. It was radio talk show hosts. It was people that, although seemingly moral, aren't the household of faith. They're not the ones that are supposed to be standing on the watchtower and warning of the evil they see coming. It's not Sean Hannity's job. It's not Rush Limbaugh's job to tell us of these things, to say, hey, this is one step too far. It should be the church's job. But somehow, for some reason, the church is missing in action. And so, decent human beings, but by no means soldiers of the cross, are taking upon themselves to do what the church ought to be doing. And although their efforts are laudable, the church still needs to be called on the carpet. The church still needs to answer for its unwillingness to step forth, for its unwillingness to do what it needs to do. So we're going to get into this a little bit so you understand just how heinous this is. This basically was an attempt to one-up the New York law. We talked about it last week where you could have an abortion basically up through the third trimester, and the ghouls were applauding and laughing while this was being signed into law. Well, the Virginia General Assembly almost took it one step further. So this is the postscript, as it were, for this bill. because it did get shot down. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bipartisan. All the Democrats in the legislature voted for it because it's look, how do I put this gently enough where I don't regret what I say? There is a certain political party in this nation that is a party of death and nihilism. God forbid that you give this party power, because the only thing they will do with the power that you give it is attempt to kill you and your children. It's as simple as that. Now, I know it's not about parties, but if on one side there's all ducks and on one side there's all pigeons, you can sort of discern which ones are the ducks and which ones are the pigeons. Granted, the Republicans have their own issues. They have their own people within the party that don't represent Christian values. But when you hear what they attempted to pass in Virginia, of all places, as a bill, you'll come to understand how dangerous a thing it would be to give such individuals absolute power. The Virginia General Assembly has tabled a bill that would have allowed abortion in the state even as a woman is about to give birth. Let that sink in. The General Assembly tabled the legislation Wednesday after news of the exchange between its sponsor, Democrat Delegate Kathy Tran, and an opponent, GOP Delegate Todd Gilbert, went viral, WTRV reported. So this is Tran's defense of her own bill. I was caught off guard and probably wasn't as artful in the moments as I could have been, Tran said, describing her participation in the exchange, according to the report. The bill is intended to remove unnecessary medical and unduly burdensome barriers that women have to accessing health care. No, they do not, Ms. Tran. Your bill was intended to legalize infanticide up to and until the point of birth. That is what your bill was intended to do. To try to make it sound as though it was something different is nonsense. Now, of course, Democrat Delegate Eileen Filler Corn, this woman's married. Someone married Eileen Filler Corn. She's got two last names. Said that the exchange was deliberately misleading and part of an orchestrated ambush. Gilbert, however, described it as a moment of unbridled honesty about their agenda and their legislation and what it actually does. I agree with Mr. Gilbert, because that's exactly what happened. Mr. Gilbert asked a very pertinent question. How far along can a woman be before, you know, too late to kill the baby? Let's say, the woman is dilating. Would that be okay? And Miss Tran answered, of course. Why not? So Miss Tran is a nihilist. Miss Tran is the worst kind of human that can walk the face of this earth. She is advocating for the murder of innocent children that are viable. And if you want to hear something truly gruesome, I'm sure you could find this exchange. It was a radio interview between the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, on a talk show on WTOP-FM. And he was trying to clarify this bill. He said he would sign it because, you know, woman's to murder, her body, her right. Apparently it's still her body even when what was in her body is outside her body and breathing on its own. She can still pretend to be Caesar and give it a thumbs down because it looks too much like its dirty old dad. Take it away and dispose of it. I want nothing to do with it. I shall not behold it any longer. This is what we've come to in America. not beat around the bush. Let's not try to defend the indefensible. I posted the testimony of a former abortion doctor on my Facebook page. I don't Facebook a lot. I think it's a waste of time. I think it's ludicrous. But apparently I've got more friends on Facebook than I do in real life by a quotient of 100. And so I decided, hey, this will raise some awareness, perhaps. So it was a man that was testifying before Congress as to why he stopped doing abortions. And he described how a blind abortion requires you to tear the baby apart, limb by limb. You pull out the legs and the hands and the torso. And you have to take inventory of the body, because if there's any part of it left inside the woman, well, then she'll likely die. She gets infected and sepsis and all that other stuff. So the man is describing this horrendous thing that he did, he said, over 1,000 times. And the reason that he stopped doing abortions is that his daughter died in a car crash. He died in his arms after a car crash, by what he said. And he was back at work sometime later performing an abortion, and he looked at those body parts that he had strewn on the table, counting out 2 legs, 2 arms, torso, head, and something clicked. Because although the propaganda might tell you that it's a clump of cells, when what has amassed before you by way of body parts makes up an entire baby, it's hard to call it a clump of cells anymore. But apparently the Virginia legislator wanted to take it one step further. Because why do blind abortions when you can just, you know, deliver the baby then bash its head in? So, Democrat Virginia Governor Ralph Northam gave an interview trying to defend the bill. And this is what this monster said. You know what? I'm done with this women's choice, my body, my right. You have a right to keep your legs closed. You have a right not to be a whore. You have a right not to get pregnant. You don't have the right to murder a baby after you've delivered it. Stop with this insanity, America. About all this, the church is just silent. And we throw out these demure lines, we have blood on our hands. No, we're drowning in blood, man. It's covering our heads. We're swimming in it. Blood on our hands, you wish. You need a snorkel. That's how much blood there is. Blood on our hands. So this is what the now infamous Governor Ralph Northam said. When the infant is delivered, and yet the woman chooses an abortion, let me quote him, because you need to hear his words. You need to hear this absolute depravity of thought, this mindlessness, this murderous bloodlust that has become so vogue in America. These are his words. If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what will happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. and then a discussion would ensue between the physician and the mother. Discussion regarding what, you say? Well, discussion of whether to keep said infant alive, or, you know, let it die. So when does it stop being your body, your right? The man clearly says, the infant would be delivered, i.e., no longer your body. The infant would be kept comfortable, i.e., it is alive and breathing on its own. Now, if there were complications, hey, we're magnanimous. The infant would be resuscitated, but only if the mother and the family desire it, because you know, best person to ask about what you want to do with a human being that just came out of you is to ask a mother that's got dopamine and all kinds of chemicals running and coursing through her, that's just been through the most painful thing a human being can experience. That's the perfect person to ask, what do you want to do with this screaming baby? 50-50 shot. She might be in a good mood. Say, give her here. Put her on my breast. Let her know her mother's heartbeat. If she wasn't in such a good mood, again, away with it. So, the infant would be kept comfortable and resuscitated, magnanimous of you, Governor. And, of course, then the discussion would ensue between the physician and the mother. What shall we do with this clump of cells that is screaming in the bassinet? This is what we come to. Because of the inaction, or the silence, the indifference of the church. This monster was elected governor. This demon in a human skin suit was elected governor. And he would have been more than happy to sign a bill into law that said, hey, if you want to kill it, kill it. It doesn't matter if it's delivered and breathing on its own. Hey, we're going to make it comfortable until we sever its spine or inject it with poison. We're not animals after all. You're telling me about human cruelty of the past? There's no generation that has come before us that has anything on this present generation. We're monsters. Even animals protect their young. Have you seen a mama bear fight when her cubs are threatened? We're supposed to be superior. We are of progressive and superior intellect, did you not know? And this is what we've resorted to. Let's discuss, shall we? Here in this bassinet lies a baby. It is being kept comfortable. What would you like to do with the baby? Would you like to take it home and raise it? Or would you like us to have of? No cost to you. We will sell its body parts. We will sell its organs. We will sell its blood. We'll make money on the back end. Don't you worry about it. If you don't want it, you don't have to keep it. It's the law. It's the law. And back to what I was saying regarding the thing that I posted on Facebook. Because this is what's gotten me hot and bothered over this. This is why I'm going to keep hammering on this for a long time. So if this isn't your cup of tea, find something else to do on a Thursday evening. I posted this doctor's testimony about why he quit performing abortions. And I got three or four DMs saying, hey, I didn't know you were such an extremist. Are you going to become one of those people that are just anti-abortion all the time? And that's what got my goat. That's really what set me off. Because these are supposed to be people that are brothers and sisters in Christ. These are supposed to be people who ought to be of like mind, who ought to call murder, murder, who ought to stand up and defend those that cannot defend themselves. It is a noble thing. It's a Christian thing to do. But if you thought that was extreme, if you thought that made me a zealot, if you thought that made me a fundamentalist, you just poke the bear, kid. Because I know what I'm capable of. As yet, you have no clue, but you will. This is inhumanity on a whole new scale. The governor of Virginia is basically advocating for infanticide. He actually defended an indefensible bill, and if not for a handful of people that realized this may go a bit too far, this would have been signed into law. So this is the new America. How did we get here? Riddle me this. How did we get here? At some point, the church decided it was easier to go along than to resist. At some point, the church decided that between making itself a target and keeping its head low and collecting that good old tithe money, the tithe money was a lot less work. And so we're seeing what amounts to a modern-day genocide taking place. I just got done writing another article that I'm going to put out tomorrow morning on my blog, and yes, I will post it to Facebook. I said, those of you that wrote in and called me a fundamentalist and an extremist for just reposting a man's testimony, you have no idea. The fury you've unleashed. So let's break down some numbers here, because I do my research. I'm one of those people that when I'm like a dog that grabbed onto something and won't let go. So let's go through some facts, kids. Since 1973. When Roe v. Wade was decided by the Supreme Court, over 57 million abortions have been performed in the United States. 57 million. Now, just to put that into perspective, It's about 17 million more lives than the Holocaust and Stalin were responsible for combined. What, Holocaust has said 17 million lives were lost. That was during the Holocaust. Stalin and his purge managed 23 million. Since 1973, America's managed 57 million. That's how many children will never see a sunrise. That's how many children never got a chance to breathe one peaceful lung of air. 57 million. That is 3 million shy of the total population of Italy. Over twice the number of the total population of North Korea. 57 million. So when you hear somebody hiding behind, oh, you know, if the mother's life's in danger, you can call bologna sandwich. 57 million. And they're always, every single time they're called on the carpet, they come out and they defend these murderous policies to the utmost. Well, you know, their abortions in later pregnancies are rare. We're not talking about abortion in later pregnancy. We're talking about murdering a baby. It has been made comfortable and or resuscitated, and the doctor and the mother have had a confab. This is what the governor of Virginia said. So let's say that between the second and third trimester, baby daddy decided he'd had enough. Or baby daddy got caught doing to another woman what he'd done to this one. Or she just woke up on the wrong side of the bed that day, where she was angry with him and wanted out of spite to teach him a lesson. Women aren't angels. I've heard horror stories you couldn't even imagine. And these are by supposed Christians who are confiding. You think man is generally good? You're fooling yourself. Man is capable of the most horrendous acts and actions you could possibly imagine. It would make your blood curdle. We cannot allow these diseased minds to capture power in this nation. If we do, they will legislate you out of existence. If there is no next generation, if we're killing more babies than we're bringing into the world, and the population of the nation begins to dwindle like it's happening in Norway and in Sweden and all these other places, does it really matter if there's a wall or not? $57 million. That's a number you should write down somewhere. So the key part of the exchange between Tran and Gilbert came when the Republican delegate asked if under the bill a woman could request an abortion even as she was about to give birth. Gilbert. These are transcripts, kids. So don't you dare, you made this up just for effect. No. I don't make things up for effect. This is how evil the world is. So let's stop clutching our pearls, shall we? And realize that we're at war. Gilbert, where it's obvious a woman is about to give birth, that she has physical signs that she's about to give birth, would that be a point at which she could still request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating, Gilbert said. Tran, Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would make at that point. Really, would it? Methinks that if a woman's dilating and she's pushing and the baby's crowning, a little late to change your mind. So sorry, no longer your body, no longer your right. I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that, i.e., the murder of a baby, even though the woman's dilating. Gilbert says, I'm asking if your bill allows that. And Ms. Tran says, my bill would allow that, yes. There are devils among us wearing skin suits. That's the only conclusion that I can come to. Anyone that would even contemplate such an atrocity has no humanity left in them. There's nothing of a Nancy Pelosi spark inside that wretched boil. The article continues and it says, the bill would have repealed most of the restrictions the state currently has on abortion. Many Republicans, pro-life leaders, and physicians condemned the legislation as allowing infanticide because it is what it is. That is exactly what it is. Let's not call it something it isn't. It is infanticide. It is legalized murder of a baby. And so that my California listeners could understand me, donde está la iglesia? Where's the church? Where's the church? Where's the church? Where is the church? Because you have pro-life advocates who are doing their best. You have people that still have a moral compass that realize what this is, and they're trying to fight it. But the church is a behemoth compared to lone voices like whoever Lila Rose is. Apparently she's a pro-lifer, and she tweeted at Kathy, I want to murder babies, Tran, and said, no amount of spin can cover up the fact that your bill would legalize lethal injections on fully formed infants through 40 weeks in utero. You can insist that this is good, just a personal decision a woman makes, but this is infanticide. So whoever Lila Rose is, God bless you, Lila Rose. But Lila Rose is one voice. Where's the church? Where's the church? You know what? Apparently, apparently fat shaming works. So let's try it on the church. Where's the church? Where are you? Where's the church? Maybe we can shame the church into action. Couldn't guilt them into it. Apparently, we've lost the moral certitude to do the right thing. Apparently, we're too busy doing whatever else. So where's the church? We should hide our faces in shame. That this has come this far. Do you understand? Can you conceive of what this bill would have allowed if it would have passed the Virginia legislature? And it was close. Don't kid yourself. It wasn't like 100 votes to one. Barely fell. Because a handful of people raised a stink. These things shouldn't be pushed back only when they get this extreme. As one, the church should rise up and just clobber this into non-existence. See, it started what, with a clump of cells, right? Now we're up to born babies. What next? 5-year-old Cindy or Rupert didn't do well enough on their spelling bee? Put them down? We're becoming a culture of death. When we can hold no appreciation for what life is, for the grand gift and miracle that is life. One in a billion shot of a human baby being created in the womb of a woman. And you take not a moment to be in awe of creation. And you knowingly go and murder the life growing inside you and have it sucked out of you with a vacuum and pulled out of you with pincers. Tell me that we've not become a culture of death. Where's the church? Where's the church? If someone could give me a answer, please. It's keeping me up at night. Where's the church? There are people who have been elected to public office advocating for laws that would enable doctors and mothers to conclude that a baby born alive and viable should be left to die. See, I expect this of the world. The world is always going to spiral. It always does. It begins to eat itself. It begins to self-destruct. It becomes nihilistic and self-destructive. So all these things I expect of the world. But where's the church? I don't know, some arbitrary facts, you know, because all facts are arbitrary nowadays. 18 days, a baby's heart beats. 42 days, brain waves are detected. 52 days, a baby hiccups and yawns. 8 weeks. 8 weeks, not 48. All organs function. 9 weeks. Has fingerprints. 10 weeks. Can feel pain. 12 weeks. A baby can smile. 40 weeks. Virginia legislature almost passed a bill that would let it die. Sure, make it comfortable, but let it die. No, don't try to... Well, it doesn't need saving, just feed it. It'll live. No, let it die. Because the doctor and the mother had a confab and they decided it was for the best. Can anybody still tell me with a straight face that America doesn't deserve every judgment that's coming upon it? Because I prayed, man. I prayed hard. Lord, don't, please. I was the American version of Lot. Of Abraham, even. What if, Lord, what if? I stopped. No. It's deserved. It would be disingenuous of me to say, Lord, don't judge this nation. Knowing everything that's going on in it. That's the truth of it. I know some of you may think that's mean-spirited. It's not. It's reality. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Oh, Lord, don't judge. Why? We were this close to legislating the murder of babies after they'd been born. How much worse can it get? Which is worse to you? The martyrdom of a fully grown person who chooses their faith? Or the murder of an innocent, defenseless baby? That was born viable, that could have lived, that could have walked, that could have smiled, that could have talked. You tell me. Because I know which one's worse. By any metric, I know which one's worse. So this is where we are. We've come a long way, baby. Uh-huh. And with each passing day, we heap upon ourselves judgment and the wrath of God. And the church is allowing itself to be cowed into silence. I don't know. I, for one, am going to try to shame the church into action. Where's the church? This is happening. This is not a hypothetical notion of what if. This is not something that we're looking at 10, 20, 30 years down the road. This is happening. A woman in Virginia, an elected official, advocated for the murder of a baby after it has been born. And the legislator almost passed it. And the governor would have signed it into law because he was ho-hum about it, not paying taxes yet. Anyway, kill it. Where's the church? I don't know. It's some weeks are just so brutal, you just want to throw your hands up in disgust and go somewhere far away. Honestly, I've never been more disappointed in the church as a whole. I've never been more embarrassed or ashamed of the church as a whole. Because it's either ignoring this or it doesn't care. And either one is vile. Now, I want to bring this up before we go because it's important. One of the children in the orphanage, an older boy. He's off in college now, but he's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Early 20s, came out of nowhere. And it's devastating because all of these kids are like our kids. So I would ask that you say a prayer for him. I know that God is able to heal. I know that God is able to do miracles. The doctors are not very hopeful, but thankfully God can do what doctors can't. So in your prayer time, I know that many of you who listen are men and women of prayer. Please remember Dimitri in your prayers, that God would do a mighty work and heal him. It's sad news. So this is one of the things that I wanted to ask you to do, is to pray for this young man, that God restore him, that God heal him, that God confound the doctors and modern medicine itself. Because we know that God is able. And it's this spectrum that astounds me so. Some people fight to live another day, tooth and nail, while others squander life as though it has no meaning. What have we come to as a society? How ineffective has the church become in our culture today? That such things are even considered, never mind voted on and brought up before legislators in our country. But can it get any worse? That's the question. We're advocating for the murder of the newly born. It's not even the murder of the unborn anymore. It's the murder of the newly born. And the church is still silent. Where's the church? And I know there's some of you out there hoping against hope, thinking to yourselves, oh, we're just biding our time, man. There will be something that'll, we're going to rise up as one. No, we're not. Where's the church? If this doesn't make you rise up, nothing will. If this doesn't animate the church, nothing will. Let's not fool ourselves. We're just waiting for the right time. That's what cowards tell themselves. Not yet. No, not time yet. Soon. When? It's past time. Don't give me that it's not timeline yet. It's past time. And the church still does nothing. Because what? We're afraid that someone will mean tweet at us. When did we become such spineless, feckless things? What, are you afraid somebody's going to unfriend you on Facebook because you stand up for life? Is that it? Dear God. How is it that the church of today will stand before God on that day of days? What excuse will they use to justify their inaction? What excuse will they use to justify their indifference? That's a question that I have no answer for. Because there will be a day of reckoning. There always is. Where's the church? Why are the soldiers of the cross missing in action? Why are less and less believers showing up on the battlefield? Why aren't pastors and evangelists spearheading the counterattack against this murderous rise in the need to destroy human life even after it's born? Why are they so silent? Why are there supposed Christians attacking other believers when they say something regarding the need to defend life? Are you too much of a coward to attack the enemy? And you know that Christians won't strike back? Is that it? I need to know. Because I'm at a point where I'm utterly disgusted. By many people who profess to be Christians, who call themselves believers. Where's the church? This is the question that needs to echo in your mind and your heart. This is the question that you need to ask in turn. And perhaps the ripple butterfly effect will be such where enough people will ask where the church is, that the church will have no choice but to answer. Where's the church? If now is not the time to stand, if now is not the time to fight, if now is not the time to be bold, if now is not the time to defend truth, if now is not the time to call the devil by name and rebuke him, then when? Where's the church? What takes precedence over this? What's more important than this? If there's something, I've yet to see it. Because we're talking about the defenseless, the most innocent among us. Being born into this world, and left to die because a ghoul signed a bill into law that says it's okay. So here we are. This is the time that we're living in. And I could think of no better time for us to take stock and to ask whether or not we are doing what we must in order to stand up for the truth. As always, thank you for joining us. I hear Gino's on the line because he makes a lot of noise whenever he comes on. So hopefully, Lord willing, we will be back next week. Please pray for this young man that I mentioned. Pray for my daughters as well. They caught a bug that they passed on to me. So I hadn't thrown up in about 12 years. Now I remember why I hated it. But here I am nonetheless. So may God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Gino, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mike. You know what? There's a song in that, Where's the Church? When are we going to stand up? And I will tell you this. We need to take this message and act on it. And God, show us the path. Open the door, Lord, to raise a shout that they'll hear across the country. I want to get this show up to YouTube. And then next week as I travel, make copies of this program, take it with me, and get the names and numbers of the people in Virginia and New York that we can call and protest this genocide. And Mike's right. Why are we in this situation? We should not be in this situation. But we're in it because we have been weak and we've been, you know, unwilling to make a stand against evil. If the church doesn't stand up, who will? And the bottom line is it's our fault that we're in this predicament. But we need to rise up, stand up, speak up, and fight, and not literally be weak, but be strong in God's name, and be a Nehemiah and an Esther and advocate for the preborn. In fact, there's 57 million preborn deaths. We wanted to see life. And so, God, help us to be the voice in the wilderness, crying out, not afraid of what you know, people think. We will put the show up, like I said, on YouTube. Please check out the website, handofhelp.com. And, Mike, I'm glad you're on this topic. I'm glad you're going to do it for a lengthy time. Because I really don't hear a lot of Christian leaders out there doing it. God bless you for being faithful. Everybody, keep this child in prayer, or a young adult, rather, the young man with cancer, and keep him in prayer, and let's stand for the truth, not in word, but in action. God bless you.
We're late now, Mom. It's already starting.